The FBI says it has identified a 20th hijacker, a man from Yemen who is wanted by German police. The FBI says he was supposed to be on United Flight 93 that crashed in Pennsylvania. On the other three hijacked flights, there were teams of five hijackers, but on Flight 93, there were only four. NPR's John McChesney reports.
FBI Director Robert Mueller told a closed meeting of federal prosecutors Wednesday that investigators now believe that Ramzi Binalshib is the man who was supposed to join the hijackers in the United States. Binalshib was a student in Hamburg, Germany, where he shared an apartment with Mohammed Atta, the suspected ringleader of the September 11th attacks. Atta tried three times to get Binalshib into the United States, where he had made a $2,200 down payment to a Florida flight school. Immigration authorities reportedly told the flight school that Binalshib was a security risk. The director's remarks reveal a shift in FBI focus. For weeks, authorities have suggested that Zacharias Moussaoui, a French Moroccan being held in New York as a material witness, was the 20th hijacker. Even Vice President Dick Cheney surmised that this might have been Moussaoui's role. Moussaoui was arrested in Minnesota prior to the September 11th attacks. He'd aroused suspicion at a flight school there when he had paid $8,300 for instruction on jet simulators. It's been widely reported that Moussaoui put the school on alert when he told an instructor that he didn't want to learn how to take off and land, but only to control the aircraft after it was airborne. FBI Director Mueller told the assembled prosecutors that this was incorrect, that in fact Moussaoui had asked only for instruction in taking off and landing. Investigators also found information about chemical dispersal and crop dusting on Moussaoui's computer. But Mueller said that nothing had been found on his computer that would link him to the hijackers. And the Los Angeles Times quotes a senior FBI official as saying that after searching through credit card records and other information, nothing had been found to tie Moussaoui to the September 11th attacks. But German authorities have told reporters that Moussaoui made a call to Mohammed Atta's Hamburg landlord and received two cash transfers from Germany. The Washington Post reports that FBI investigators now believe that Moussaoui may have been part of a second wave of attackers. German authorities confirm that the United States has put the highest priority on capturing Ramzi Binalshib. Binalshib and two other men suspected of being part of the Hamburg cell that carried out the attacks apparently left Germany shortly before September 11th. Their whereabouts are unknown. John McChesney, NPR News, Washington.